You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, we're back. Sorry about that, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I will take your calls today. If you want to chew me out for being late. just getting everything set back up in my new office systems, and I'll be operating from Florida for a while. We've got booths in the booths in the bike week, so I'm pretty excited about that. We'll be getting the magazines out and doing some other things, too, in Daytona. And I'll be working, if you want to see, kind of what we're also going to be working on another type of show for the motorcyclist in a third hour on Blog Talk. You can check that out. It's Frosty at Woolbridge. Great writer and great activist on the illegal immigration. Has an article out on Fracturing America. He says, a friend of mine, George Sura of Fort Collins, Colorado, said immigration is the most formidable weapon of mass destruction threatening America today. ironically, invaders have put our country at risk without firing a shot. Well, a few shots, but the White House, the heavies in Congress, and the smaller fish in state legislators do not seem to have the collective intellectual depth or common sense to see what is upon us and how rampant immigration will degrade the lives and opportunities of our progeny. Every day brings America closer to irreversible chaos. Beyond this issue are blind forces to reckon with. No politician, political party, corporation, religious fervor, investment, pop morality, or individual aspiration should come before country ever. The brokers who recklessly advocate or condone pervasive immigration are steersmen with Titanic-like wheelhouse credentials. We need to throw such people out of the wheelhouse and bring this republic back on a viable course. With McCain, Obama, or Hillary certain to sit in the White House, you can expect more of the same invasion with even more help in the next 4 years. You can expect an added 8 or 10 million more immigrants by 2012 with another 2 million of their children. You can expect 20 to 30 million illegals to become legal American citizens with full voting rights. You can expect our English language to shatter like glass across the pavement and conflict in communities throughout America. You can expect downgrading of our educational standards to fit third world levels. You will see a profound degradation of the American dream into the American nightmare. You know, folks, I appreciate writers like Frosty, like Joan Vion, and I've featured people like this in the Free American for many years. But I was the one that gave you the film, America, Dream or Nightmare. And that's still available from me. I'll be selling it at the at Bike Week. You will witness a cultural upheaval in America that rocks the foundations of this nation off the mooring. Today, California sloshes knee-deep in its 37.5 million population overload. It grows by 1,650 people daily. By 2050, if this immigration-driven population phenomena continues, California explodes to 79.1 million people. And the source on that is projecting the U.S. population of 2050 by Jack Martin and Stanley Fogel, March 2006. If you think Los Angeles smog, water, traffic, power shortages create problems today, hold on to your girdle because you ain't seen nothing yet. In Dr. Otis Graham's Unguarded Gates, A History of American Immigration Crisis, he writes, most Western elites continue urging the wealthy West not to stem the migrant tide, but to absorb our global brothers and sisters until their horrid ordeal has been endured and shared by all 10 billion humans packed into an ecologically devastated planet. In literary terms, it's called hubris or false pride. Many of Shakespeare's protagonists suffered this self-destructing trait. Today, Obama, Hillary, and McCain maximizes hubris through their actions. Hillary, McCain, or Obama will not only legalize up to 30 million illegals, they'll support doubling illegal immigration to 2.1 million annually. They already voted for it in 2007. That's like seeing your child with his clothes on fire running out of a burning building, but instead of spraying them with water, the firemen spray gasoline on your child. In this case, Hillary, McCain, or Obama pour more gasoline onto the fire by adding millions of immigrants into our country. What astounds me stems from the fact that most Americans sit on the sidelines watching it happen, but don't raise their voices in protest. And a friend of mine and I were just talking about that yesterday. We were talking about the chemtrails, how the chemtrails have been set up, and he noticed the same thing that I found. When it's happening right above their heads, and you try to tell them about it, they won't look up. They won't look up. Oh, that's just contrails. You guys are just conspiracy theorists. So, what are some of the results here with this immigration thing? We gang tackle our civilization by adding incompatible cultures, religions, and languages. We kill our educational system. We overload our infrastructure. We demean citizenship. Assimilation cannot occur. We fracture our identity. We devolve our nation. For a simple example, France burned in December 2006 when immigrants firebombed 10,000 cars, burned houses, killed French citizens, and caused 3 weeks of mayhem. Samuel Huntington wrote the bestseller, Who Are We?, and stated by 2001, Congress appropriated $446 million for bilingual programs, supplemented by huge amounts of state funding. Ironically, so many legal and illegal immigrants find they don't have to speak English because none of their friends speak it. Koreans, Vietnamese, Hmongs, Central East, Middle Easterners, Russians, and dozens of other immigrants can't speak English and won't invest in becoming Americans. Thus, these new immigrants live in America, but they cannot speak and do not think like Americans. What's more, they don't care. They're not invested. They enclave themselves into their separate groups. Los Angeles stands as a polyglot of seething anti-American bias by Mexicans and their children. One look at Detroit's growing Muslim population illustrates what happened to Paris, France. Complete separation from the host country by new immigrants. When you add millions of immigrants that can't speak our national language, they emotionally, physically, and intellectually separate. A nation cannot long survive when its citizens cannot speak to one another. Dr. Vernon Briggs of Cornell University said efforts in the United States to reduce the incident of poverty have been hampered since 1965 by the parallel revival from out of the nation's distant past, the phenomena of mass immigration. As these people pile up on our shores, can't speak English, and possess no skills, we engender separation. They succumb to a profound racism and distrust against their host country. We'll be right back. I'll take your calls if you want to tell me what you think we can do when we won't unite against this. call me at 800-313-9443.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
I think that's just part of it, folks. That's just a part of what's happening here. But Frosty has done a good job of this. Immigrants devoted to their own cultures and religions are not influenced by the secularly politically correct facade that dominates academia, news, the media, entertainment, education, religious, and political thing, said James Walsh, former Associate General Counsel of the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service. They claim the right not to assimilate, and the day is coming when the question will be, how can the United States regulate the defiantly unassimilated cultures, religions, and mores of former lands? Such immigrants say their traditions trump the U.S. legal system. Balkanization of the United States has begun. For example, Muslims practice female genital mutilation. It's a 6th century Dark Ages barbarism in the 21st century. It occurs today in Detroit, Colorado, wherever Islam grows in America. 7 years ago, so many cases of infected little girls' genitalia from razor and glass cuts landed in Colorado hospitals from the ritual that lawmakers passed a new law to stop it, and that practice didn't stop. It torpedoed underground. What happens when Muslims become the majority and voted into legal practice? What happens when Mexicans vote horse tripping, cockfighting, bullfighting, Santeria, animal sacrifice already occurring here in Florida, and dogfighting into law? Have you ever seen a country devolve? In the Middle East, Muslims stone women to death for adultery. They won't let women drive. Women can't go out in public without a male relative at their side. They demand separate swimming pool times for men and women. They make women hide their faces via burqa into non-beingness. Unfortunately for some people, Islam is a very aggressive religion with a prime directive to become the world religion. And as to the lifeboat metaphor for America, how many people does it take to sink a lifeboat? Short answer, the last one to come aboard that overwhelms the craft's ability to remain afloat. As we degrade our ability to maintain our civilization by adding desperate cultures, languages, and the least educated and poorest of the planet, we reduce ourselves into the same kind of conditions they fled. At the same time, not one single core problem has been solved in their countries. We import their dilemmas into our countries, and on top of that, we add 100 million people to our country. We stand around picking our noses and scratching our butts while Obama, Hillary, and McCain flush our country into a miserable future. And as one of our grandfathers said, those dying politicians keep serving us more outhouse soup, but we don't have enough sense to close the door. And you can listen to Frosty on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Connecting the Dots at 6 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting Mountain Time. Well done, Frosty. You did a good job here. And let's make sure we got that one. Okay. We are okay. We've got some other things happening here. Sheehan, by the way, is running for Congress. I thought I'd give you that little bit. And we'll be right back here. A number, if you want to call in, is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back, and okay, got a friend order here from Ingram Periodicals, and we'll check that out. Okay, what is this here? Working on the next issue of the Free American Now. Okay, we got that. Save this here. And, stay with me here. Okay. Got that one. Hmm. and got to get it in the right spot here so we can go ahead and do this. Okay. All right, by the way, more stuff on McCain. Maybe you don't realize how bad this guy was. Before he was a prisoner of war, he was a hotshot pilot. That was responsible for the deaths of a number of his contemporaries. That's right. He flamed some of his contemporaries. Blamed him? Yeah, how's that? Well, let me find this here. People are getting out there and trying to make some people aware of everything happening. But McCain, the more and more information is coming out about McCain, about what he's done. And they want you to think he's a done deal. He's not. If we keep getting the truth out about McCain, then I'll see that this truth gets out in the next issue of the Free American. And by the way, you'll be able to spot me coming a mile away now. You'll see Free American and Ron Paul stickers all over my 36-foot billboard. Now, a lot of people are at it again. They're saying that McCain will be the nominee. I wish you people understood the delicate process and stopped folding like a house of cards. If that were the case, don't you think Ron Paul would have quit by now? Do some research. When McCain reaches 1191, as declared by the MSM, that will really not be the case. He is not guaranteed all of those delegates. He missed when the 1191 delegates at the convention. Did you get that? He does not win the delegates during the primaries. Bound or pledged delegates are committed to the winner of the primary to vote for that candidate in the first round. Many states have yet to pick delegates, and of those that have, Ron Paul has a very high delegate count, even though he hasn't won a single primary. How? Well, people just simply apply. Most of the Ron Paul supporters are willing to become delegates than McCain supporters. Just ask some here that have become Ron Paul delegates. The primaries and caucuses are nothing more than window dressing. Delegates are not chosen the day of the primary caucus. the only thing the primary caucus should do is commit the bound pledge delegates to the winner, either by winner take all or proportioned out. At the convention, there will be bound pledge, unbound, unpledged delegates. Not all delegates for each state are bound, and the unbound, unpledged can vote for anyone. At the convention, if McCain does not get 51% of the delegates vote on the first round, then they vote again. In the next round, the delegates can vote for whoever they want. So you might spread the word to everyone you can. And according to the site here, there are here are the bound unbound totals. McCain has 796 and 18 unbound delegates. As do some math here, McCain needs 395 bound delegates to reach 1191. And of the states, Texas, 137 bound and 3 unbound. Ohio, 98 unbound, 88 unbound. South Dakota, 24 bound, 3 unbound. McCain ain't going to do this. We're going to get the information out about McCain. Now this is kind of cool. Bush went to Africa. You may know about that. He called for fair elections in Zimbabwe. He said there should be free and fair elections in Zimbabwe next month. That would be interesting. And I'm trying to find here. I'm going to find the information. I'm going to find the information here. McCain, sorry, it got buried in about 200 that just came in. Okay, by the way, Wesley Snipes was acquitted of felony conspiracy and tax fraud after a two-week trial in Ocala, Florida. Snipes was found guilty of three misdemeanor counts of willfully failing to file a tax return. And we'll I'm not going with that. I'm not interested in that. McCain has found a tool with which to woo conservative Republicans, Israel. And there's been a lot of talk lately about John McCain's problem with the more conservative and religious right-wing of the Republican Party. And Super Tuesday, McCain won among the self-identified conservatives in only three of the nine states that were covered by the exit polls. But the dominant narrative for the rest of the Republican race could be McCain's uneasy relationship with the right, writes Michael Grunwald in Time. The candidate is making an effort to win over this important constituency. I promise you, McCain assured conservative using his victory speech. If I am so fortunate to win your nomination, I will work hard to ensure the conservative philosophy and principles of our great party will again win the votes of a majority of American people. The problem is he has his clear house win over the more radical wing of his party without alienating the more centrist voters. McCain's using a couple of tools to try and achieve this goal. One of them, not a marginal one, is the State of Israel. Senator Joe Lieberman's playing a role here. The staunchest Jewish supporter McCain has, Lieberman can promise both Jews and evangelical voters that McCain is the candidate who will not abandon Israel. No wonder some people think Lieberman is McCain's top pick for vice president. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Still looking for this. Still looking for this. And I'll find it here in just a heartbeat. Had no idea. I've been out on the road for a number of days here. And we've got a ton of information that floated in. Okay. Let's see. Okay. John McCain. He crashed 5 jets and was responsible for the horrible USS Forrestal fire in 1967. Surviving crewmen and those who investigated the Forrestal fire case reported that McCain deliberately wet-started his A4E Skyhawk to shake up the guy in the F4 Phantom behind his A4. Wet starts done either deliberately, the starter motor switch allowed kerosene to pool in the engine and give a wet start, or accidentally shoot a large flame from the tail of the aircraft. In McCain's case, the wet start cooked off and launched the M-34 Zuni rocket from the rear F-4 that punctured the Skyhawk's fuel tank, knocked the M-65 1000 bomb off its 500-pound rated mount, and touched off the explosion and massive fire. The F-4 pilot was reportedly killed in the conflagration, along with 167 of his fellow Forrestal shipmates, including those who died later from wounds suffered. Wet starting was a common practice among young hot dog pilots. McCain was quickly, they were still counting the Forrestal dead, transferred to the USS Arenskine, the only Forrestal crewman to be transferred immediately. The XA-4D-1 Skyhawk Bruno 137812 experiencing a wet start. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Democrats are going to jump on this, too. They're going to want Obama or Hillary to defeat McCain. And McCain does need to be defeated, but so do the others. This is a actual voice of Captain John Beeney of the USS Forrestal, July 29, 1967.
Hello, Forrestal. This is the Captain. We have gotten some uncontrolled fires, which at the moment are getting worse.
Uncontrolled fires. All right, let's see if we've got something else in here. We'll see if we got something else here. This is McCain, started this fire. 167 people of his fellow crewmen killed because he was showing off.
Yeah, we tried to make a deal with DS-74 to get the actual part because our shops were in the back, right? And so DS-74, of course, had first dibs on those departments. So we went to our chief asking to see a talk to him and make a deal with him and try to get the actual departments in there.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is just the tip of the iceberg again. It's just beginning here. Terry Jackson has been sentenced and detained. Her husband sent us a note. She was sentenced on the 14th. They gave her 4 years, and now she's in a detention center for 4 to 6 weeks. They want her to serve in Florida. Bond has been set at $100,000. Her husband says, I have to come up with 15% or $15,000. He doesn't know how often he'll be checking her email. She gets so many. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it political? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor political, nor popular. One must simply take it because it is right. And folks, I'm still working on getting the next issue out. I've got the print order on the next issue. I need advertising. I need some donations. We're going to get out over 10,000 copies of the magazine within the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to have that magazine listed in another 30,000 magazines. I think we can make it. I think we're going to do just fine. We've got the billboards up on the trailer now, and I've had people stop me when I was on the parking lot just as I was getting ready to leave. Are you Clay Douglas? Are you the Freemaker? Are you back in business? Yes, I'm back in business. Yes, everything is going as well as can be expected, considering what we are under, what we are facing here. We need your support. Financially, we need your support. We've got Ron Paul signs up on all four sides of the Trader 2, along with the Free American. And people are coming out and saying hello, and people are getting excited. I've got 4 films out, No Such Thing as a New World Order, The True Face of FEMA, American Dreamer Nightmare, and Chemtrails. And you need to see all of those, and you need to be showing them to your neighbors. And hopefully, we'll be coming out with more. Very soon now. I'm Clay Douglas. Call me at 888-678-1444. Go to freeamerican.com. Make a donation today.
Gold has been.